I assume, like most of you, I'm looking around for new things to say at the Seder. So I pulled one of the Haggadahs off my shelf, one which I got when I married Ara, because Ara brought it in. So I haven't actually looked at it, which is the Haggadah of the Hagyonei Halacha, or from Mursky. So just a short idea from his Haggadah. So he notes that the mitzvah to tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim is described by the verb vihigadta, or Haggadah. And he quotes his father, who invokes a relatively common methodological tool that you see every so often in different commentaries, which is that if you want to understand a word in Tanakh, and you want to understand the valence, in this case, of Haggadah, as opposed to, let's say, v'amarta, or visiparta, or any other word that it could have used. So you look at the first usage of that word in Tanakh, and you see what it means there. And the first time you have the word or the verb of Haggadah is back in Bereishit, when Adam and Chava sin. And after they sin, so they recognize the embarrassment that is entailed by nakedness. So they attempt to cover themselves up. And then Hashem is, whatever it means, walking through the Gan, and he approaches them, or he engages them in conversation. And he says to Adam, "Why is it that you hid from me?" And he says, "Well, I hid because ki yirom anochi, because I am naked." And Hashem says to him, "Gid lecha ki eromata, who told you that you are naked?" And Rashi translates that as, "Me'ayin lecha ladat ki boshet yesh be'omed arum, who told you that this is embarrassing?" So what Rav Mirsky notes is that it sounds like Higid isn't just like who informed you of information, but who told you something that you didn't know before, right? The upshot of God's question is that before one eats of the Eitz HaDaat Tov V'Ra, the fact that he's naked is not important, and therefore the fact that Adam recognized that it was something that he should even take into consideration means that he must have learned something new. A second proof he brings is when Yaakov is told that Yosef is still alive, which obviously he didn't know. That was why he was mourning for all the years that he did. It doesn't say Vayomru lo od Yosef chai, or Vayisapru lo od Yosef chai. It says Vayegidu lo lemor od Yosef chai. So he again assumes that the word Haggadah means that there must be something new. And he argues that there are two ways in which we fulfill this idea on Leil Pesach of Haggadah, of saying something new. One is, as I started with, the emphasis that we have on saying new ideas in the Seder, are not only repeating the story and the ideas that we've said year to year. And therefore this, you know, minhag klal Yisrael, if you will, that everyone, you know, tries to get a new Haggadah, find a new idea, find something different to say that they didn't say last year, he argues is part of the notion of Magid, of the word Vihigadta. And again, we call the section, according to him, Magid, to capture that valence of the word that you have to say something new. And that's what he thinks is called Mosif Amarech, that when we talk about how it is Mishubach for someone to talk more about it, we don't just mean quantitatively, but we mean people come up with new things to say. So that's one fulfillment of Haggadah. The second one, which I think is in many ways more powerful, is that, as we know, on Seder night we say Chayav Adam Lirot or Laharot and Atzmo Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim, and at some level we are supposed to re-experience the Exodus as if we went through it. Now, obviously, if we're retelling a story from 3,000 plus years ago, so then there's the danger that you'll just repeat what you said last year, because look, we've been telling the story over and over and over again for millennia. But if Seder night, you're supposed to experience it anew, so obviously you can't tell the story of what happened in Mitzrayim if this is the first year ki'ilu it happened. You never told it before. It's by definition new because you're going through it now. And therefore he argues that maybe the reason we focus on vihigadda of this notion of novelty is because even if you're saying the same thing, since we're supposed to experience it as if we are going through it, that means that the nes is fresh, and therefore the way we convey the information is not as one who is retelling a story, but one who is telling a story which by definition can only be told now because it only happened now. So I think both of those ideas, one, that we should try to find something new. It's more than just, as he says, more than just, you know, it makes the Seder more exciting, but maybe that's part of what Haggadah means, to put things in a new light, to come up with a new perspective, a new pshat, something makes you think about Yetziat Mitzrayim differently. That's point one. And point two is that even if you don't come up with something new, to experience the Haggadah, to experience Hebrew Yetziat Mitzrayim as if it is new, because you relate to it not as a retelling of an ancient story, but as the telling of a story that's happening now that you are part of, to feel as if it's new, that's also a kiyum in Haggadah. And both of those aspects, I think, will deepen our appreciation of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim.